we can get you to the right team.
13th of the 7th, 2020, 12.36.
111.nhs.uk if you're feeling unwell. If your call is regarding our offer to support you with food, medicine collection or COVID-19 hardship, dial the following number. 0203 821 1966 between the hours of 9:30am to 4:30pm, Monday to Friday. Please note, this service is closed on bank holidays. To make a payment, press 1. If you're calling about your council tax or housing benefit, please press 1. For anything else, it's 2.
Good afternoon, you're through to Zab and Essa, Enfield Council Customer Services. How can I help?
Hello, I just wanted to ask a general question. If basically I wanted to go higher than, say, the director of Enfield Civic Centre, Ian Davis, in short, what my, I'm trying to put some logic behind it, like how I'd go, who I'd go above Ian Davis, because he's supposed to be the highest in that building, if that makes any sense. And my logic to it is
what is it that you're trying to?
I want to get to, what I'm trying to do is, I understand that normally with a lot of companies, that when they're founded and start and built, they have a commissioning group. Like, if you used to look at Lloyds or any bank services, you have lots of different branches, and then you have the main HQ. I was trying to work out, okay, well, Enfield Civic Centre is just like Hackney. It must be like a branch or something, and you must have a commissioning group that commissions all of these and that would actually hire Ian Davis and say, well, you run this branch. And who is the commissioning group, and how would I get in contact with the commissioning group for all councils?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, the only way that you probably would be able to get that information if I give you an email.
Okay.
This is actually, the email is complaints and information.
I've already got it. Go on, what is the rest of it? I'm not being rude, sorry.
Yeah, complaints and information at enfield.gov.uk.
Okay. Does it make sense what I'm actually saying, though, about there being a HQ or... like, even St Anne's has got it, because it's a government...
I've never heard of it, I'll be very...
of a commissioning group that actually commissions... like, St Anne's Hospital is the commissioning group for all of the other hospitals, and they're in charge of all the other hospitals in North London. And, like, the same happens with... when, like, even Enfield Homes has a memorandum. When you... there's six company structures that you can have, and one of the company structures is like a CI community interest company or an association like yourselves. And what you can do, what they normally do is have a memorandum of articles of association. And what happened is a commissioning group would come and say, well, this branch needs a manager, we're going to hire Ian Davis. And Ian Davis will sign the memorandum and he will stick to the memorandum. Then what he'll get is a memorandum of articles of association, which means it holds all of the property to the company. And he'd be signed under like a capital of no share under the 1963 Act, so it means that he's running the company but he doesn't actually own the company and what's not, because and so someone has to hire him in the beginning, and they hire each, you know, and all the, if that civic centre ends up in trouble for a surface cash or for revenue or something, it can tap in its constitution to the other civic centres, and it can borrow solicitors from other, like from Haringey. Well, you needed a solicitor, you can go and hire one like Michael, or pull him over from the other company over to that company, because all of the civic centres are supposed to work as a whole at the end of it to help solve all of the problems. Anyway, I'm going to continue. I'm going to get off the phone. I'll take your advice. Thank you for your help, madam.
No problem at all, sir. Good luck with that one, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Take care then. Bye-bye.
Bye.